20 minutes, and I'm going to get into the economy, a bunch of police state news, and what really happened at the G20, the aftermath of that, if you look at it in hindsight. Very precedent setting on multiple fronts, world government being announced, global tax being announced, a tax on Iran being high, end of the dollar being high. But right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Chris in Maryland and Tanya and others. Chris, you're on the air with Mike Adams.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Okay, I don't know if you guys got this, but I have a document from the federal government that I culled off of Google. It is the International Swine Flu Conference they had a month ago.
Yeah, we covered it. We originally broke that, and we had reporters who were there on the show, like Wayne Madsen. But that was forced quarantines, how to deal with dead bodies, lockdowns of cities. Mike Adams, you want to comment on that?
No, you're exactly right. That was a very important piece of breaking news that wasn't supposed to break. That was supposed to be kept, you know, behind the curtain, but it was exposed. But you ever notice now, caller, notice that when you tell people about that, they look at you like you're crazy. They don't believe it's real. Have you experienced that?
Oh, man, I have my own family calling me a nut job or one of these people that are getting too into it that I'm going to go nuts. And I'm like, hey, I'm just trying to find out what's going on around me.
Exactly.
Well, that's because they know they should be going nuts about this tyranny, and they know things are out of control. And so they're telling you what they're afraid of about themselves. I'm sorry, go ahead.
One couple things. They had 15 sessions, and one of them here in the breakout session one, one of their bullets is conducting morgue operations. So they were obviously planning on mass casualties and mass deaths.
No, they've got quarantines, lockdowns, forced inoculations in there. Mike Adams, your comments on that document.
Well, when I read that document, you know what the first thing that came to my mind was is that the ultimate plan for health care reform is to reduce the population by 80%, because then health care becomes affordable.
Did you see the cover of Newsweek where it said the case for killing Granny?
No, haven't seen that one.
In fact, guys, pull up the Newsweek cover, the case for killing Granny. I can't find the actual article. Keep going, Mike.
Well, again, if you... This country is growing, going broke, treating sickness and disease. And at some point, it's not unreasonable to think that somebody at high levels would say, you know what, the only way we can afford health care in this country is if we have fewer people to care for. And my goodness, that whole session that went on there, training for body bags and training for quarantines and training for mass deaths, I mean, that was some really concerning stuff. It should get you thinking hard about what's really being planned for the near future.
I agree, but I mean, see their psych warfare program. They come out in the bill is health care rationing. In the bill, the guy that wrote it, Tom Daschle, writes a book saying, yeah, if you're above 60 and need eye surgery, you're not going to get it. They do ration it in Europe, but there's no mention of that. Then simultaneously, they have all these news articles saying there's too many people, we've got to reduce world population, having kids is bad for your carbon footprint, and by the way, we need to kill Granny, the case for killing Granny. There's the Newsweek headline online from Newsweek. And then they sit there and say, we're going to kill you, but then it doesn't exist. And then your neighbor, even if you show your neighbor Newsweek, they go, you're insane, that's a fake Newsweek. No, I'm not kidding.
You know, this healthcare reform debate right now is completely congruent with these kinds of evil philosophies. You know, it's absolutely true now that if this healthcare reform bill gets passed, and if you don't agree to sign up for healthcare insurance and pay, what is it, $1,900 a year or so for an individual, or $13,000 for a family, they will be able to arrest you, imprison you for 1 year, and the IRS can fine you $25,000. I mean,
Hold on. I'm sorry, Mike. We have breaking news. I'm going to cover this with you when we come back. It always comes out in hindsight. I look at this video. They're definitely cops. Age of Provocateurs documented at G20 during March. Infowars.com exclusive article with the video. Right now, you can look at them. They're clearly police officers. Huge guys. I've seen this over and over again. Oh, my God. That's why they attacked Luke. They didn't like it that he was exposing them. Man, these people are evil. We'll be right back. Stay there, Mike.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the video is flooding in as people have a chance to analyze it. We're analyzing ours, finding similar things. You know, I have a limited crew. They just got back Saturday. We've already posted a lot of videos. This video is from another activist. Clearly police officers breaking people's cameras, trying to stir up trouble. I can't play the audio because there's so much cussing. But these are just two of the three and big, huge cops. They put their biggest cops in to pose as anarchists. And we're going to try to match this up with other video of big, scrapping guys who will throw stuff at police so the police have a pretext to then fire and attack the general crowd. And breaking demonstrators' cameras. Absolutely, that's in the video. We can't play it because there's so much cussing, but look at these cops. I mean, look at these guys. Now, we caught them in Denver last year. Mainstream news, Denver Post headline, police caught attacking their own police. We caught them in Canada at the SPP meeting last year. They were caught, but the BBC admitted it, in England, and they killed a guy, beat him to death. These guys need to be criminally charged. We need to find out who they are. But it's, I mean, they put these big, giant cops in. Mike Adams, your comment on agent provocateurs.
This is a preview of things to come, Alex, and great work on your part and the contributors who are sending this in. I can't wait to look at this myself. But this is what's going to be happening in more cities across the U.S., and this is a test to see how people react, to see whether they can do this covertly and be exposed. So the fact that you are exposing them is probably going to help save lives down the road because it's going to help suppress that kind of tactic from being used excessively. I mean, they're going to try it anyway.
But the thing is, we keep exposing them, and other people do, and then the Royal Mounted Police admit it, the Denver Police admit it, and no one gets in trouble. That's why Lou Radowski was there, and Rob Dew were there with others, saying, don't be violent. You'll have a couple thousand people, or in this case, a couple hundred. You'll have 15 people led by cops. They'll yell and scream and tell Luke, shut up when he calls out against violence. And then it's cops. I mean, how evil are these police?
What we've got to do is get some long-range cameras going from people who are away from the immediate fray and who are not in the fight. Get the long-range cameras going.
That happened in Greece this year. In fact, pull up Greek TV and agent provocateurs, uniformed police directing regular cops busting out windows at another global meeting to then blame it on the general protesters. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. I mean, this is like a local law enforcement false flag operation, and they're going to keep doing it for as long as they can get away with it. But in the video that you're seeing right now, Alex, can you make out the faces very clearly of those responsible?
No, they're wearing masks, but it's big, strapping cops. I mean, they stick out like a sore thumb. It's always the same. I mean, it's big guys,
yeah.
230, 240 pounds. They always dress the same, ball caps and their face covered. And they're breaking people's cameras. They're starting fights. They're just absolute scum.
Well, Pittsburgh has been turned into a police state. I mean, the city was a fortress. And this is a sign of things to come. This is important breaking news, so go ahead and roll with it, Alex.
No, we're talking flu. That's more important. Just I'm going to cover this with Paul Watson briefly after you leave, get him to do a big report on it, because it's not enough to just show this. I'm going to get him to show the Denver stuff and everything else so people forget. So we want to remind him. Tanya in Georgia, you're on the air with Mike Adams. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex and Mike. I just want to let you know that I have an insert from my local Walgreens. It's from the Novartis vaccines for the regular seasonal flu. It says 2009-2010 formula. And right in this document, it says it is that Fluvarine has not been evaluated for carcinogenic or mutagenic potential or for impairment of fertility. So Alex has been saying all along that they're putting sterilants in it, and it says right here, yeah, we are. This can make you fertile or infertile.
Oh, yeah, look. I mean, it's come out with the IEDs and the vaccines, and they always know. They design it, and they now explain what the Fluvarine is and this interleukin 2 that they're adding, Mike Adams. But, ma'am, I need to go to Walgreens. Every time I pull up an Internet site, it's Walgreens ads for the flu. I need to get their insert, but will you scan that and email it to writers at InfoWars.com, or we'll put you on hold and give you a secret email. Will you scan that and send it to us?
I'd prefer to fax it if that's fine, and there's a lot of other information in here, too. They say they've been putting H1N1 in the vaccine since 1977, and they have a long list of side effects that have been reported. This is a very informative...
Read it to us, because I knew all this was in there, and I guess I haven't thought, big genius, because I'm not, to go out and get the insert. I mean, they admit in their literature online they're doing this. But, Mike, were you aware of those statements on the Norvitas statement?
Yeah, absolutely. Those are the ones that are required by federal law. There's a lot of information that's not required that they're withholding. So as she reads the list, keep in mind of what you're not hearing, too.
Yeah, thanks for holding so long to tell us this, Marianne, or what caller is this?
Tanya.
Okay, Tanya, they just changed my list, and it erased your name. Tanya in Georgia. Tanya, recap. I'm going to sit back. So is Mike Adams. Read the cover sheet, what it says, and read us those parts.
Well, it's really, really long, so I'm just going to go through a few points that I was highlighting for you. The first thing that I noticed is that it says, Fluvarine has not been evaluated for carcinogenic or mutagenic potential or for impairment of fertility. And then later on, where it's talking about who should and should not get the shot, it says nobody under the age of 4, and it also says that it is also not known whether Fluvarine can cause fetal harm when administered to a pregnant woman or can affect reproductive capacity. So there's
And remember that it's expectant mothers that are one of the groups being targeted for this virus, by the way. I just wanted to...
Right, this is just the regular seasonal flu, which hasn't been as controversial, so some of the pregnant women might not even be as scared of this one. And it also says in here that whoever's giving the vaccine is supposed to tell the person that they're giving the shot to the benefits and the risks. Now, I think if they told somebody, hey, this can make you sterile, you know, this has Theramaris in it, which it also says it does, that, you know, people might not take it. And I don't think they're telling people that.
How did you get the insert? You asked for it at Walgreens?
Yeah, and let me tell you, it's funny. I walked into Walgreens and I said, what kind of shot are you getting? What company is it from? And they didn't know. And I said, well, do you have an insert? And they said, what? And I go, you know, like a little paper that comes in with your shipment. So she goes back and she's looking. I'm assuming this is the pharmacist. There was two women back there. They're looking around. They come back with this piece of paper they pulled out of the bottom of the box of vials, all folded up, very tiny, unfold it right in front of me and say, here, let me start, you know, I'm looking at it, and it's really long. And I said, can I just take this with me? And they said, oh, yeah, sure, take it. Like they had no interest in it. So I don't even
think
they read it.
Well, this is important, and I've read that this stuff's in there. But it's another thing to actually have the insert. I'm going to give you our facts. The problem is on those tiny, you know, regular size sheet of paper, they fold it up tiny to go in the vial, and it's tiny, tiny wording. I don't know if that'll fax, but you can try.
I blew it up.
You blew it up. It's 866-894-1767. That's 866-894-1767. Will you go ahead and fax that to us as soon as possible? Is there no way... That because if you blew it up, can you scan it and email it to Watson? Because people need to see that it talks about attacking your fertility and mutagens and cancer. Because the German news admits that. German scientists are admitting that. But it's important. We could save a lot of lives showing people this. 866-894-1767. Did you get that?
Yeah, I got it. I'm gonna leave my house right now and go fax it to you, but I had one other question for Mike. Also in this insert, it says that it's very important that you shake the vial in between each dosage, and I'm wondering if they don't shake it, does that mean that you can get like an even higher amount of mercury than what they're saying?
Yes, absolutely, and this is one of the reasons why you got to be very careful if you even get a vaccine of where you get it, because many of the people administering these vaccines, especially in these retail outlets, they are properly shaking up the vaccine, which means you could get a concentration of the thimerosal or other chemicals that's up to 200 times higher than what it's supposed to be. So your baby could get the one shot that's 200 times more toxic than the next baby that they actually shook the vial for. And that's one of the reasons why vaccines are so dangerous. The people given these shots are not following the rules, and they probably didn't even read the insert that you read.
No, I don't think they
read
it. I don't think they did. I'm going to leave right now and go ahead and fax this to you and let you move on, but I just wanted to make sure that you were aware this was coming to you.
You know, the reason that they include that language in that insert, Alex, is so that if infertility problems become widespread, they can say, well, we warned you. You know, they can just disavow any responsibility.
But then meanwhile, the nightly news says it doesn't sterilize you. Sure. The White House science czar says he wants to sterilize you through vaccines in your water, but that's okay. And then you read the insert, oh, it's going to might sterilize you. Well, that's okay. You know, the government's good people. These are good people. We ought to, you know, be sterilized.
I had a reporter from a mainstream network news organization call me maybe 2 weeks ago. Wanted to interview me about swine flu vaccine. Obviously, was looking for an alternative viewpoint. He swore to me up and down that he had been told by the drug companies themselves that there was no thimerosal used in any of the swine flu vaccine. And I tried to educate this reporter. I said, "No, you're wrong. There's thimerosal in there." And he said, "No, there isn't. It's not being used." And to this day, that network, which I don't want to name, but they've been reporting stories on the swine flu vaccine and claiming there's no thimerosal in it.
Even though I can pull up 100 releases from the medical companies admitting they put a higher dose of thimerosal in this one.
Yeah, it's, you know, what has happened to the skepticism and the common sense of our mainstream journalists these days?
When they get caught lying, it's like, oh, you lied to me. That's good. I would be mad at you if you didn't lie to me. It's like it's cute and funny. Oh, Bayer, you knowingly gave me AIDS in the shot. Oh, thank you. And it's like, Bayer's trusted. They like to murder. Oh, Gardasil's killing a bunch of people. Oh, how good. Oh, it's so... How dare you talk bad about them? Well, listen, Mike Adams, Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Great job today. Thank you for all your insight, and I hope to come visit you sometime down in Ecuador or next time you fly back through into the States through Texas. Come and see us. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Alex, and all listeners. Thank you. It's been an honor.
Ben, it's been great having you. By the way, I know a lot of people have these inserts. Scan them, send them to writers at InfoWars.com with a brief description. We need to get that up. I mean, that's simple stuff I forget to do. We'll be right back. Thank you.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 17 years in the industry. Nearly 100 banks have been shuttered this year. As many as 200 more banks are suspect by year's end. The FDIC is operating in the red. Who pays for that? Is your money safe? The dollar has lost over 95% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide, do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
They play us off black, white, old, young against each other. They divide us along religion. They divide us across party. Well, the establishment is a scientific dictatorship who studies what makes humans tick and uses that material, that data, to control us. Saturday, September 26th, three undercover officers attempt to infiltrate a march against police brutality at the University of Pittsburgh, but fail miserably due to their horrendous disguise attempts. During the march, one of them breaks the photographer's camera. This is just one example of a larger pattern of attempts to silence the media during the G20 protest. And if you would have dared broke a cop's camera, they'd charge you with assault with a deadly weapon or something. But it's okay for them to beat up women and use police dogs and break the law and smash your camera. Because they work for a lawless criminal corporate takeover. And they love the vaccines they get shot full of. They love their kids being retarded. They love the tyranny. They love having bankruptcy. They love it. That's why they have the highest suicide rates, highest rates of drug use. They're unhappy because they work for the dark side. I'm not saying all police, but certainly the police they shipped in from Miami-Dade County and the Border Patrol they shipped in and the National Guard, these were un-American pieces of trash. And that video is up on Infowars.com. We'll roll some of that in the background without the audio because of all the cussing. Poor people, as folks watch at PrisonPlanet.tv. But let's go to Mary Ann in Maryland. Mary Ann, you're on the air.
Alex?
Hi.
Hi there. Listen, first I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate all your work, and I do pass on to my friends and family. But I wanted to talk to you about a couple things that are going on in Maryland. I was a teacher for 10 years, and every year the regular flu shot was offered to us for free on several specific dates at the beginning of the school year. And, you know, there was a lot of pressure from your peers to get this shot. I never got the shot. But, you know, people would be like, you're going to get sick, blah, blah, blah. Well, there's something going on at the University of Maryland right now. I'm not sure if you know about, but it has been, quote, unquote, rumored that 557 cases of swine flu are going on since classes began. And the students are actually pressuring each other to go and get the swine flu vaccine.
Yeah, it's all mind control. No, I have seen that at other big universities. One in Washington State had 2,000 cases. And a lot of times it's even fake announcements. They're just doing it as a psyop to test, forcing everyone to stampede. And that's why little kids come up to my house and they go, look, I got the shot. Have you had the shot? And my little kids are asking me now, why aren't we getting shots? And I said, you don't want them, honey. They're bad for you. And they go, but I want one. The neighbor kids got them. So now they've got kids from not wanting shots to thinking, oh, it's a prize I get. But you read the inserts, you know, it sterilizes you. But that's okay. They told you so.
I know. But see, this is like really super weird. This is totally going along with everything you talk about because
1984.
People who do not get the shot have to wear a face mask. So it's obvious to other people that they haven't gotten the shot.
Yeah, it's all part of hysteria. It's the new, it's part of being classified, wearing a yellow star, being in a terror database. It's all about the new medical tyranny of just like THX-1138 when he's helping the kid put the injector back on his arm. Oh, you've had your 20 shots this week. You're of the Lord. You're of the government. Gee, you know, Obama loves the little children. Red, yellow, black, and white, they are equal in our leader's sight. Oh, my. You see, you're starting to understand now. Yes, they're making people wear these at universities and at police departments. And there's no law. They just make you do it. And when you pay to go to college, you pay to go be brainwashed and taught how to worship government. That's it, basically.
Well, I mean, and I've been through graduate school at Johns Hopkins. It's happening there. And
You're seeing, well, people need to go shoot video of this.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I had to stop teaching because I'm disabled now. But they're also at the University of Maryland Medical Center saying that young children need to be given two doses of the swine flu vaccine. And
Two or three. See, they said four to give people, ooh, that's a lot. And they said, oh, it's only two now. And people went, oh.
Yeah, I know.
Don't worry. There won't be any more pain for the children. There won't be any more high intelligence or frustration. You'll just learn how to
be dead.
Take your shots. Come on. The government's good.
But I do have one question for you, and that is regarding the Verochip. I read an article a very long time ago that it was so small that it could be injected through a hypodermic needle. And I'm wondering if this is part of that.
Let me break it down on the other side. I'll briefly do that, take more calls, get into some financial news, and more of what happened to the G20. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
You know, I sent Rob Dew and Aaron Dykes up to Canada, and they were really impressed with Alan Watt. He's really a classy guy. And I've interviewed him many times over the years on the radio, but getting to see him on High Def TV, editing him for the film, he's a neat guy. And he's going to be in Fall of the Republic 1 and 2. In fact, even more in 2, though he's one of the central figures in Fall of the Republic 1. Along with Webster Tarpley and Jesse Ventura and John Perkins and Max Kaiser and G. Edward Griffin just so many other people. Gerald Celente. The list goes on and on. The film is absolutely jam-packed. Of course, I'm in it. Here's the world premiere of our fourth trailer. We had the first trailer, kind of sneak peek, 2 months ago. Then we had another trailer that we released that just gave you kind of a general idea, and then now this latest trailer. So actually, this is the third trailer. And the fourth trailer is coming out next week. I'm going to have a total of five. But here is the newest trailer. It's up on Infowars.com. We just uploaded it for PrisonPlanet.tv members in the highest quality. It's also been posted for everybody to see at Fall of the Republic. .com. All the trailers are there in one spot. And as new ones come out and sneak peeks come out, you'll be able to see it. But here is the world premiere of the TV Mind Control trailer of Fall of the Republic. This is a sneak peek into a 20-minute section of the 2-hour, 20-minute film. Here it is.
most people still today think that all entertainment to do with movies, drama, is therefore nothing more than their entertainment. It never, ever was that case.
Throughout history, social engineers have refined techniques designed to control large populations.
It is bringing entertainment to thousands of people, right in the comfort of our own homes.
You're actually in an alpha state, being completely downloaded with new ideas.
A cult of personality can be manufactured to influence the masses.
Nobody will question what he's doing. They'll be so preoccupied with where he is or what he's wearing.
Yes, we can.
The idea of making him into a celebrity.
Eventually, he said, they will expect the media to do all their thinking and reasoning for them. And that's happened today.
The scientific dictatorship understands what makes human beings tick, and they're using it against us.
These cells are scanned by a stream of electrons, completing 30 pictures a second.
It's hard for people like that to take a serious interest in what their elected officials are doing. They've been programmed.
It's Obama's role to front for the international banking syndicate.
Barack Obama is a puppet of the New World Order.
Is this some sort of New World Order?
The New World Order is emerging.
For the first time in history, we really have this new form of an empire.
The average man and woman is in a trance. They get home from work, they don't even talk to their children. They turn the television on, and they let those corporate messages set the agenda in their lives.
You got time to watch baseball. You got time to entertain yourself. But a knowledgeable public we're losing.
Kill your television, or at least turn it off a few hours a day. The children aren't even playing in your front yards anymore.
We don't want to live under a world government of the corporations, by the corporations, and for the corporations.
Fall of the Republic. Volume 1, The Presidency of Barack Obama. Obama is the latest version of 21st century mass mind control. Available on DVD at Infowars.com and online at PrisonPlanet.tv. October 21st, 2009.
So there is the third trailer, fourth coming out next week, and the fifth, the day before it comes out. We got some special sneak peeks, too, for folks just at PrisonPlanet.tv. For the balance of the radio show, we'll have a quick economic coverage the last 5 minutes. Is Alan Watt joining us from Canada. Alan, so much is happening. They're imploding the dollar. They're bringing in world government. They're openly saying no babysitting, no selling watermelons on the side of the road. We're going to give you $100,000 fines for garage sales. The same plans in Europe, in Asia, in the U.S. are being implemented, same names, open announcement of world government. There's no more debating it. This is the true emergence. I want to go over all of this with you today, but before we get into that, what is most important right now in the mind of Alan Watt in your deep reflection and analysis as you cut through the matrix? What's key that's developing right now that Alan Watt thinks we should all know about?
I think we should know what the New World Order really is. It's a non-democratic system, a world to be ruled by experts and professionals from all different sciences, including all the social sciences. They go under the term of world peace, and that sounds nice and fuzzy to most people, but when you break down in their own writings, from their own writings, what they mean by world peace, it literally is a form of totalitarianism from birth to grave to do with, in fact, they wanted to separate the children completely from parents so they wouldn't be contaminated with old-fashioned values and ideas. But they found the scientific indoctrination, it's kindergarten onwards, any parental input is made null and void. And so they pretty well reached that stage. They can literally program the generations with every intake, every year of kindergarten, upgrade incrementally for what they will experience in their lifetime. And they'll accept that which they experience because they've been taught it in school as coming. So what you're looking at really is a totalitarian world system. A depopulation plan is at the top of it too. The unfit, as they call them, in a post-industrial era. Remember too, all the scientists across the world now and all the professions believe in evolution. It's taught right off the bat. They believe in Darwinian evolution, survival of the fittest. They believe that we're the old man. All the old types used to work in factories, the blue collar. many as they have now. All of this is coming down the pipe, as we see. Even the move, as you say, to stop neighbors from looking after your child for a couple hours when they run off for some groceries is forbidden across the board in all the countries at the same time, as you say. And that is also to stop contamination and bonding to other people in your little locality with old-fashioned ideas. It's okay to put them into a recommended state-approved daycare place for a day because they get the correct kind of indoctrination.
And simultaneously, Europe and the U.S. and England and Canada announced they want year-round school, and the internal documents 20 years ago said to break up the families entirely. They've got the men and women working overtime so they can't spend time with their kids. And then if you want to use the neighbor, in fact, it even said in England, BBC, two groups of police officers aren't allowed to watch their own kids. And the thing was, wow, even the godlike police aren't allowed to watch their kids.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And then now 20,000 homes in England, they have cameras watching the yep. kids that they go to bed on time, eat what they're supposed to. This is Orwell.
Yes, and instead that's a pilot project for the rest of the country. And whatever happens in Britain eventually, very rapidly actually, is introduced across the British Commonwealth. And we're still a Commonwealth. We're still basically a subsidiary of Britain. And then the U.S. picks up very quickly, too. Everything's working together because we're already under a global system. We have been for a long time. And before even the war that started on Iraq, the first one, Gulf War One, we're being fed on the news that we're all global, global, global. We went back to being national again when they wanted recruits for the military. They've kept that up for face value. But in reality, they've really rolled ahead with the globalism. And every law, really, that comes down to every nation comes from one of the departments of the United Nations, is signed into treaty automatically in all the countries.
And we're going to speak more about that, but since you mentioned the military, notice how in March of last year, in the U.S., in England, and in Canada, but also in Ireland and Scotland, simultaneously, because I'm, just like you do, scanning all the Western media, also Asian media that's in English, simultaneously on the same day, they deployed troops in downtown cities and said, oh, they're just helping with drunk drivers, helping with checkpoints, and now it's in, and then they go, oh, yes, it's for terrorists and for gun owners. So right as they implode the economy, they deploy the troops worldwide and then admit it's global. I mean, it's all a private corporate Borg deploying this, now coming after our farms and ranches, our children, any form of independence.
Yes, they laid out the plan a long time ago when they set up the League of Nations, the forerunner of the United Nations, and in their own charter they said eventually they'd ban all private property. They'd also have to eradicate farming because farming was too important to be left to farmers. Big corporations would run the farming of the world. We're simply going through a pre-planned agenda, but now with the century of change, and that's the key to it, this is the century of change that all academia was talking about for 50-odd years. We're into the century of change. It's not democratic. We see now the rise of this entity, this legal entity of the EU, the Economic Union, as a sovereign new Soviet, a bigger Soviet system than the old Soviet system, non-democratic, that admits in its own publications and in the major media that all the decisions are made by an executive branch at the top with secret committees, and the politicians have no input into the lawmaking. All they can do is complain, and that's it. This is not a post-democratic world we're in. And when you read the writings of the big players in the last 50 to 100 years involved in these international movements, like the Huxleys, like both the Huxleys, in fact, Julian and Aldous Huxley and Russell and others, they say straight out that this world will be run by a form of scientific dictatorship where the public will simply obey. That's the whole key to everything now is obey. You're an animal. We can retrain you like any animal, the Pavlovian concept, and your job is to serve the world state. That's what
it's all
about.
Now, Alan, I want to bring up a key point here, and I want you to speak to this, studying their operations. At the heart of it, they are social Darwinists. They're saying if we kill a billion people, since we are in the positions of power, that means genetically we got the power because we were the best, and so we're helping the Earth by killing you. They're testing soft kill weapons, sterilization.
Yeah.
As the White House science czar spoke about, I want to go over this with you today. But more than that, they get the general public to adopt the eugenics ideas, but they don't even consciously know why of, yeah, humans are a parasite. Yeah, there's too many of us. We don't have art and literature and spacecraft. And, you know, we can't do incredible things, which we actually are an incredible species, a wonderful species, a self-aware species, But the elites believe they're gods. They believe they're wonderful, and they want to control the future. And so they only sell the public on lowering their survival instinct so they will accept and make it a religious sacrament, dying for their carbon footprint or not having children or being sacrificed to the earth. And so this idea that man is crud, man is crap, they sell this and say, you have no rights. You're just an animal. It's a mind game. It's a huckster scam to say you can make no decisions. You're just programmed. But then, oh, the elites have to have their rights. They have to have their bodyguards. Oh, they're free. They write all this sick, dark, nihilistic poetry about how they control everything and they'll destroy everything if they want to. So inherently, these are very sick, evil control freaks.
There's no doubt about it at all. It's a religion with them. It's a complete. It fulfills all the criteria of a religion. It's a belief system and superior genetic, basically hereditary genetic stock. That's what they believe in. That they're from it. They believe that we are the leftover junk genes at the bottom. Otherwise, we would be up at the top. That's the simple reasoning that they have. And they believe in power. Total power is the main key to survival. Therefore, they're the ones at the top with the total power, and they do plan to exercise it. They are exercising it now. I just went through stuff that was released from the World Health Organization, from some of its meetings that have never disclosed to the public before, and they admit during their own discussions, their internal debates, that most of these vaccines, all of the vaccines, in fact, the vast bulk of the contaminants in them, including genetic contaminants and viruses, are unknown to them. Sometimes 90% of every inoculation and polio still is unknown to them. They don't know the effects on the body, except with the new adjuvants they're using for this upcoming swine flu shot, they do know that they're using, rather than chicken eggs, they're using cancer viruses. They admit that in their own writings. They're using cancer viruses for the simple reason that cancer viruses are almost indestructible, so it will stay in your body forever, supposedly to protect your body,
no.
But at the same time, it might just give you cancer. This is incredible science. In other words, they know what they're doing. They're taking the population down, not just at a drastic step all at once, but depending on your shot and your physiology, it will all start dying off much, much faster over the next few years.
Now, Alan, stop. This is mind-blowing, and we're on the same page. This is admitted in hundreds of government textbooks like Eco-Science by the White House Science Czar. We now have bought over 10 books he authored, all saying the same sickening stuff about how they would do this, inject us with cancer viruses that would trigger as soon as our hormone levels lowered in men and women between 45 and 65. We now see that happening. The boldness, what do you call the boldness of where they openly say they're killing us, where they openly admit the first 10 million people in Canada and the U.S. to get the nasal live flu virus, they admit it's going to mutate it and spread it.
Yes.
So in plain view, they admit it has cancer viruses in the major German and British news.
Yep.
We're shooting cancer viruses live into our nostrils. They admit the Gardasil's killing the girls and mutating. Its own inventor came out and said, don't take it. I'm sure they'll kill her or something. The point is that what do you call that? Because I see them testing the ambient murder. They're now just killing us right out in the open and just setting the precedent to do it. And then everyone's dropping dead or dying. And it's like no big deal.
That's right. In fact, they even admit from the World Health Organization that they're doing a massive campaign to train the public to accept that masses of people die all the time from strokes and heart attacks and cancers, so don't relate it to the vaccine that you're getting. This is the present propaganda blitz that's out right now. So they're training the victim to accept his own death and put down to coincidence. It's amazing that they understand what they can do to the public, because they've lied so many times in the past They know the formulas and the techniques, and they know how we respond. If there's 1% of credibility in their arguments, the public will want to believe them rather than cross the line and say these guys are killing us.
Because the average person, just like in Hardin, Montana, when our listeners caught the con artist felon, now admitted running a giant takeover of the town to put the locals in the camp the private criminal was going to own, still the local constabulary denies it, even if it's admitted, because they don't want to admit they're wrong, and it's too scary to admit it's happening.
That's correct. They have no problems in lying to the public. And again, and these recently released documents from internal meetings at World Health Organization, they said they would have to lie to the public. They can't tell the public the truth. This is from their own minutes of their meeting.
And these are all eugenicists, and they talk about, they go, it's sad we have to kill everyone, but it's for the earth. Everybody out there, you got to warn everybody you can. They're implanting you and your family with cancer viruses. These also spread.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. We're the renegades in this atomic age. This atomic age, we're renegades.
All right, I want to open the phones up next hour for Alan Watts, specifically on eugenics, the master plan, how to stop them, what they're doing. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. He can talk about any issue, but please address your questions to Alan Watts. I don't want to talk about a tractor you got for sale or chupacabras in your attic. And I'm not being mean. Sometimes people do that, especially if we have a guest. It's like they will not address anything to them. It's kind of like Piggly Wiggly gets to the head of the line and then nobody else gets to get on. So 1-800-259-9231. That's coming up in the next hour. Alan, we were just talking during the break about social control. It's just like the Aztecs, one of the dominant Mesoamerican Mayan cultures. And in their own writings and in what the Spanish observe, mothers would beg to have their healthiest, best, because you wanted to have the best sacrifice, 10-year-old only son cut up in pieces and then sold as meat by the priest class. That's how they made their money, to the locals. And the mothers would gobble their children with pleasure. We have major news out of Seoul, Korea and China. This is mainstream baby soup, not a hoax, eating babies. People get upset if they see a dog killed by Marines, but not if they see a kid killed by Marines. We've been trained to see human life as bad. And through mind control, just through cultural mind control, Aztecs would kill their sons and daughters and wives and husbands with pleasure. The Druids would do this. And it's the same thing now. We just give our kids to the state. Because because as our guest said earlier, in England, a mother said, yeah, it was really hard to lose the weight, ruined my figure. They said that was a symbol of depression, so they took the baby from the family with no due process. The criminal state is here. Go ahead.
Yes, again, too, interesting to look at the old video. I think it's still up maybe on YouTube, I don't know. I can't watch it because of my slow speed. They punish me for using ExploreNet. But there was a Julian Huxley up there, an Aldous Huxley. And these guys went into this whole thing. And Aldous Huxley himself, who attended all the world meetings, he also worked at Tavistock Institute. He thought that the scientific dictatorship would be just sort of wonderful when it came in, and that people would be trained to love their servitude. But he also talked about the only obstacle they had at that time, back in the 50s, was the remnants of a powerful or almost post-powerful Christianity. Now, that ties in with what his brother Julian said, the first CEO of UNESCO. He said, we'll have to train the people to devaluate human life in order to bring through mass abortions and eventually genetic selection and sterilization. So this is the plan unfolding now. These guys were part of the big world meetings of their day. They set their agendas. They set their timetables. They set it for the end of the millennium into the new that's now. And that's what they called this the century of change. And they never alter their plans. Their plans are like long-term business plans set in stone, with 10-year plans for one part, 50 for another, 100 for another. We see this same type of plan cropping up in the declassified information put out by the top think tanks for the military going up to the year 2050 and beyond, and the kind of world that there will be then, and society that will have them. And we have, of course, the Rockefellers trotting around the world still pushing the depopulation plan, eugenics plan, that the fittest should survive, the rest should get sterilized, and the unwanted should simply be killed off by various means. This is happening as we live, and the public don't even know it's happening because they're trained to ignore and not participate in their own destiny.
Got a break. Coming back, 50 minutes left in the next hour with Alan Watt. This is what's happening. And they're training us to turn our own predator instinct on our own species. That's what the police, the military, all of it is.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.